my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. These words of Jesus in the Gospel of St. John speak comfort and promise to those who know that life and peace may only be found by abiding in the Savior. Always with Christ is a ministry of Holy Cross Anglican Church. Located in the desert mountains of Alpine in far west Texas, Holy Cross seeks to faithfully serve our Lord and our community by sharing the love of God in Jesus Christ, teaching the doctrine of the apostles, and breaking the bread of life. In this series, Father Damian Grout helps us understand the wisdom of observing the church year and the way it plays an important role in conforming us to the image and likeness of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Today is the Thursday in Whitsuntide, and in our continuing celebration of this feast of Pentecost, we hear the words of our Lord from the 9th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Luke as he instructs the apostles in the way of their apostolic ministry. And in order to help us understand what Jesus means and how to apply these words, we hear a homily by St. Ambrose, the Bishop of Milan. The Holy Gospel for today is written in the 9th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Luke, beginning at the first verse. At that time Jesus called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. And he said unto them, Take nothing for your journey, neither staves nor scrip, neither bread, neither money, neither have 2 coats apiece. And whatsoever house ye enter into, there abide and thence depart. And whosoever will not receive you, when ye go out of that city, shake off the very dust from your feet for a testimony against them. And they departed and went through the towns, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. From a homily by St. Ambrose, the bishop. We learn from Christ's precepts what manner of men they ought to be who preach the kingdom of God, as the gospel saith, Take nothing for your journey, neither staves nor scrip, neither bread, neither money. Thus let the apostolic preacher, seeking no earthly help and relying on faith, deem himself able to do all the more, as he needeth all the less. And they who wish to do so may interpret this passage as referring to the proper interior intention, to wit, a man may have said to have laid aside the encumbrances of the body, not only by abdicating power and despising riches, but also by truly abandoning the allurements of the flesh. And first of all, Christ gave the apostles a general precept concerning their manner. They were to be bringers of peace, not gadding about, but observing both the laws and ties of hospitality which were offered to them. To gad about from house to house and to abuse the rites of hospitality are things alien to a preacher of the kingdom of heaven. But as the kindness of hospitality is to be met with courtesy, so also it is said, Whosoever will not receive you, when ye go out of that city, shake off the very dust from your feet for a testimony against them. Hereby is taught that hospitality doth meet with a good reward, for if to those who receive us we bring peace, which same cometh from forgiveness, then also it is true to say that, wheresoever there enter the feet of them that bear the gospel, there the clouds of sinful vanities do flee away. And so it is not without reason that Matthew saith, Into whatsoever city or town ye shall enter, inquire who in it is worthy, and there abide till ye go thence, thus avoiding any possible need of going from house to house. But no such caution is enjoined on him that giveth hospitality, lest his hospitality should be lessened by showing partiality. This passage, taken according to its plain meaning, instructeth us in the sacred duties of hospitality and charmeth us with a hint of heavenly mystery. When the house is chosen, it is asked if the master thereof be worthy. Perchance this is a figure of the church, and of her master Christ. What worthier house can the apostolic preacher enter than Holy Church? Or what host is more to be preferred before all others than Christ, who was wont to wash the feet of his guests? Yea, he suffereth not that any whom he receiveth into his house should dwell there with unclean feet. However defiled they be from their former wanderings, he doth vouchsafe to cleanse them for the rest of their journey. From his house ought no man ever to go forth, nor change his roof for any other shelter, for unto him it is well said, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and these words of thine we do believe. Let us pray. God, who at this time didst teach the hearts of thy faithful people by sending to them the light of thy Holy Spirit, grant us by the same Spirit to have a right judgment in all things and evermore to rejoice in his holy comfort, through the merits of Christ Jesus our Savior, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the unity of the same, ever one God. Amen.
Holy Cross Anglican Church is committed to upholding the historic Christian faith of Christ and his apostles through word and sacrament. We are located across from the golf course at 903 Fighting Buck Avenue in Alpine. Join us to worship on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. For more information, find us on Facebook at Holy Cross Anglican Church, Alpine, Texas.